You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the government announced new rules to transition the country to lead-free plumbing. The new law would ban the use of lead from drinking water pipes in new builds and renovations, and would require all pipes in contact with drinking water to contain less than 0.25% lead. Lead has long been known to be a neurotoxin and has negative effects on human development, and this move has been welcomed by experts as a way of improving New Zealanders' health. I spoke to Professor Sally Gore from the School of Physical and Chemical Sciences at the University of Canterbury about the new regulations, what this means for our health, and why a ban on lead drinking water pipes was not implemented sooner. I expect I was not the only one that was surprised to discover New Zealand did not have a ban on lead in drinking water pipes. Why has it taken this long for one to be implemented?
And that's a very good question. A lot of people felt that this really needed to be done earlier. And if you go back sort of into sort of the early sort of 2020s, there were recommendations that this should happen. There was the out of Dunedin, there was the incident where there was concern about elevated lead in drinking water, and that was sourced back to a tap. So this has been a known issue for a while, and they did reduce the limit for lead in tapware, but now they've brought it down to sort of lead-free or as lead-free as possible.
Yeah, and how extensive is the use of lead in New Zealand plumbing, and have there been many cases of illness?
Well, that we don't know. If you get lead poisoning, it is a notifiable disease, so that does actually need to be notified to the Medical Office of Health and the Ministry of Health, but we don't always have that data. It's known that a lot of New Zealand water is slightly corrosive, so if there is lead in your plumbing, it can be released into drinking water. And the lead can either be in the brass fittings, so quite often there was lead in brass, and that was a key source. Those are the fittings that the plumber sort of uses to connect all the pipework together. But more recently, there have been issues with imported tapware actually containing lead in the tap itself. And the problem is if your water sits there for a while and it's slightly corrosive, it will leach out enough lead. And we need to keep our exposure to lead as low as possible. There really is no safe dose for lead exposure that has not been able to be identified, and because it accumulates in people over time. So if, as the drinking water is just sitting there overnight, or there's a longer time, then that lead's just leaching out into the drinking water.
Could you tell us a bit more about the dangers that lead poses in our drinking water?
Well, lead is a neurotoxin, so it can cause neurological damage. It's particularly a problem in young children because it can alter brain development, and low levels of lead have been associated with sort of antisocial behaviour in teenagers as well from childhood exposure to lead. And it's not great for growing brains to be exposed to lead because it lowers the IQ of children. And you can actually see that when there's been a lot of work in New Zealand over time to reduce the amount of lead that people have been exposed to. The lead's come out of paint, it's come out of fuel, and now we're trying to reduce it out of drinking water. They've removed it from the solders and tin cans. And you can actually see the blood lead levels, and blood is how we measure lead levels in New Zealand children, have come down over the last sort of 40 years or so, which is really, really good. And by removing it from the drinking water, that's going to help further.
Yeah. In your opinion, is our current network putting us at risk, and should we be worried about it?
We are very, in a way, we're not as worse off as some other countries. Like in the US, they had a lot of lead piping. For us, it's more where you've got those brass connections or if it's in the tap itself. And what people can do if they're concerned about lead in drinking water is if you come home from work or first thing in the morning, if no water's been running through your taps, you just dump about a mug full of water up to a couple of mugs full of water before you take drinking water. And that's one way to reduce the lead exposure. Just let the tap run a little bit, particularly if you're going to fill up your drinking water bottle or make up a baby's bottle, then you want to have run the water and then take the fresh water that hasn't been sitting in contact with any lead-containing components.
Are there certain people or types of houses that are more at risk than others?
I think that's a bit hard to tell because, and that's the good thing about the new rules, is because it now applies to both new builds and if you replace your tapware. And it's a bit hard to know what people have done with their tapware in their homes.
Yeah. Is this law going far enough? Are there things that are still missing? The law says that it's reducing the acceptable level of lead in drinking water to 0.25%. Is any lead at all acceptable in our drinking water?
Well, sorry. The lead is actually has to do with the tapware. Our limit in drinking water is actually 10 micrograms per litre, so it's quite a low concentration. But lead is one of those toxicants that we want to keep our exposure to as low as possible.
Right, right. Now, are there things missing in the law?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm really supportive of this move to lower the lead levels in our taps to as low as possible. But just add to all the other great measures that have been done to protect our community from lead exposure, and particularly small children.
Yeah. Are there other contaminants of concern that we should also be trying to legislate against?
Oh, I have many.
Yeah.
So that's probably quite a complicated. What I would actually like us to do is have a better understanding of what people are being exposed to in their everyday lives through all their consumer products, and then working out which ones we think are okay and then which ones we think we need to regulate and maybe which ones we need to ban.
That was Professor Sally Gore of the University of Canterbury speaking about the government's recent rule changes on the use of lead for all new drinking water pipes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.